eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couple storylines, obviously. I want to start with this one. I had a question for you, and I didn't prep you on this, but I know you know the list. I know you're very familiar with the team. Michigan had sent, I think, 18 players to the combine, which was an all-time record. I'm looking at the list. Obviously, a lot of great names there, and a couple guys had a really good weekend at the combine too. But if you could pick one of those Michigan guys out of those 18, who do you think would make the biggest impact on the Detroit Lions? If you could pick one, we obviously know the big ones, JJ McCarthy and Roman Wilson, Mikey Samersil, a bunch of other guys, 18 of these guys, John. And it was just a question that popped in my mind, kind of a little local tie here, since we've got so many Michigan guys that are going to be draft eligible this year. And I kind of want to throw that question at you since you're around the team. You do everything for
Michigan. So I'm going to give you one on each side of the ball.
Yeah, I like that.
Offensive line wise, I think Zach Sitter, especially if you're going to move on from Jonah Jackson, if you're not willing to pay him top guard money, which there's going to be some big dollars spent on guards this year, I think Zach Sitter could come in and be that guard for you. I think he's quality. His football IQ is through the roof. He would fit this locker room. He'd fit that offensive line. And a lot of the same concepts that the Lions use in the run game and even in pass protection. They used at Michigan. And so I think it would be a seamless plug and play type of guy for Zach Sitter. And his injury, they're coming off that leg injury. It didn't have anything to do with his knee, nothing to do with his ankle.
Yeah.
And so they shoved a
clean break, clean repair.
Yeah. Iron bar right down the middle of his bone. and you know, if he's not going to break it again, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, that's, and that kind of fits the mold a little bit of Brad Holmes, right? We saw, last year with guys. Hendon Hooker, or getting the injured guys that maybe fall a little bit that you still think have high value. I don't know. Zach Sitter was obviously, like you mentioned, you know, kind of before the show, was one of the top guys out of that Michigan group, probably the highest regarded offensive lineman, at least, out of the guys that they're sending. I don't know if he was maybe a second round pick that maybe falls to the third, maybe early fourth with the injury. I'm not sure, but if that does,
well, you got two, you know, thirds.
That could definitely, then that could fit Brad Holmes' mold of kind of, you know, that red shirt year of getting the injured guys and, you know, that you obviously think very highly of.
Yeah. On defense, Mikey Samersil. I think that he is a type of player. And there was a mock last week. I think it was a CBS mock that came out and actually had him mocked to the Lions at 29. That might be a little bit high for him, but I will say this. As the season went on and I had a chance to talk to a few GMs and a lot of scouts that came through Michigan football, they were very high on Mikey Samersil, knowing that, hey, he was a wide receiver in his first couple of years, made the shift, and even in his first year, 2 years ago, as a defensive back, made impactful plays, was disciplined, And then you put on that another year of experience, another year of, hey, what do I need to continue to improve upon? He did all of those things. And he's another guy that I think just fits really well into this Aaron Glenn, Brad Holmes culture, but especially Aaron Glenn's defense, a guy that can be used in multiple ways.
Yeah.
He could be a cover corner. Now, is he an elite number one cover corner? I wouldn't put that in that category. But when you look at how they use Brian Branch, Ife Melifonwu, like they use him in creative ways in a lot of different ways. And at Michigan, he was used as a nickel, as a number one corner. He was used as a blitzing corner. Like there's a lot of things that he could do that I think would be would be really nice for this defense.
Yeah. Can I give you one? And I just want your kind of feedback on this. I'm starting to like kind of fall in love with Roman Wilson a little bit. Like, I guess I didn't realize how much speed that he had when he played at Michigan. Obviously, we know that they were a running attack and a powered football team. Roman Wilson's a guy that kind of starting to remind me a little bit of Amon-Ra St. Brown. Kind of that same stature, that kind of shorter, stockier guy that's quick twitch. Probably really good on the short intermediate routes. I don't know if he's going to be a deep threat. Per se, he's not going to just be your number one go route X receiver. But I think a guy like that might fit this offense well too, based off of what we know that Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell want to do on offense, which is move the chains, take your chunks, find guys that can get open. We saw kind of the Rams, right? Kind of mold Cooper Kupp and they got Puka Nacua, two very similar. I'm not a big fan of having two very similar receivers. I think you need different attributes, but I look at a guy like Roman Wilson, I'd say like, man, like he's got some speed. He's got some hands too. I think he's got some toughness. I just wanted your feedback because obviously you've been on the inside. You've probably been around the kid for a couple years now. What do you think any impact he would have if the Lions chose to go that direction?
He's all those things. But he's very much, and I cautiously say this, in style, not necessarily in terms of what I think he could be at the next level. He's very much like Amon-Ra St. Brown. Maybe a little bit more speed to be able to take the top off of defense, but you have Jameson Williams there, which, you know, we heard at the combine that, you know, Dan expects him to be in that starting role next year. And I would love to have Roman Wilson be a part of that room. I think he is reliable. I think he runs really good routes. I just don't know how different he is than Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to get paid.
Yeah.
They're about to spend a lot of money on that room. And, you know, so maybe that does provide the opportunity to bring in a guy like Roman Wilson that can be, you know, obviously you draft him in the second, third round. It's probably where he's going to go. You're not going to be paying him a lot. Brings the average, you know, value in that room way down. The problem is, you know, unless Jameson Williams steps up, and I know you've got guys like Laporta, but who's your 50-50 receiver? Who's the guy that you want going up and getting a ball, whether it's over the middle, it's a 50-50 ball that you're just throwing up saying, hey, we've got to throw one up. Like, he doesn't bring you any size.
I'm kind of with you on that, but in reality, the Lions really haven't had that guy for a couple of years now. You know what I mean?
That's not
really
nice.
Be nice to have one, but I think we've seen that they can function without one, right? And I just kind of go back to the Roman Wilson thing, and I'm glad you kind of confirmed my points that I'm not expecting him to come in and be an Amon-Ra guy from day one.
Right.
But you see some attributes with the quickness. And we all know, Coach even mentioned it too. Everybody mentions it. Hey, what if we go get a guy and he goes down or he's unavailable? We know how important Amon-Ra is to this offense, right? It's a completely different team when he's not on the field. And luckily, we didn't have to see that last year. We saw it a little bit the year before. But if anything ever does happen to Amon-Ra St. Brown, right, I think it'd be better to have a guy that can step in and at least have the same abilities that he does, since we know that's such a high focal point of this offense. That's why I'm just kind of talking myself into Roman Wilson maybe being that guy. And look, I'm not a Daniel Jeremiah or Ian Rappaport. I don't have a big board. I don't know where these guys are going to fall. But if you look at a guy like that in the second, or like you said, maybe he drops to the third, you use one of your third round picks on a guy like that can come and at least give you a little bit of comfort behind Amon-Ra St. Brown. It'll be interesting storyline to follow up until the draft.